You're tuned in to Morning Edition, right here on KSJD. I'm Dana Rizel. It's time for the monthly Veterans Affairs segment here on KSJD. Tom Yoder wasn't able to join us today, but across the table from me are Bert Valencia from the local VFW Post 5231 and Sandy Valencia, the president of the Blue Star Mothers Chapter. Thank you both for joining me today.
Hey, how you doing, Daniel?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm doing good. So just because this is our first time meeting each other here.
Yeah, relax. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's my understanding that the two of you are married, correct?
Yeah.
There was hesitation there. How did the two of you meet?
We worked together.
Oh, yeah?
With the local National Guard unit. Kind of happen.
Very cool. Well, Sandy, the attention is all on you today. I'd really like to learn a lot more about Blue Star Mothers and let our listeners know more about what you're doing. So in just a couple of sentences to begin with, how would you describe Blue Star Mothers for people who aren't familiar?
We are a support group for families, not just mothers, of military personnel, be it a son or a daughter that's in the military. And some of the moms that are still active, their sons or daughters are already out, but they just want to be here to help take care of our troops.
And you've been involved since 2005, correct?
Yes.
What made you want to join the local chapter?
Well, my son is in the Army, and I just got a phone message from him. It was kind of like, oh, by the way, I've enlisted in the Army, so.
Wow. What was your initial reaction?
It's about time.
Well, I was surprised because he said he wasn't going to do that, and then he did, so.
And so let's say that a mother or a family, for that matter, were to approach you and say, we want to join. What are the first few steps that they take?
It's not an election process or anything. We just welcome them in. Come on and join us. We only have about 5 of us that are active, so.
And how does that connect into the Gold Star Mothers?
Gold Star Mothers have children that have died either from an accident, an illness, suicide, or killed in action. And we also support them. We had a very active member, Lois Gear, until she passed away. She was very active with us when her son was killed in 2005.
Let's say a conversation or an experience that you had with someone in the chapter, something that it just stuck with you and you know that you're not going to forget it about their experience with joining Blue Star Mothers.
Just the camaraderie that we have. I can't think of any specific time, but just that I'm glad you're here for me when my child is in a dangerous place.
And so tell me a bit about some of the upcoming either initiatives or events that you'll be putting on here in the area.
We have our car show, which is the only fundraising event we have, and all of our funds go to support families, veterans, or our troops. And it's a car show in honor of George Gear. He was a car nut like this guy right here. And that's how we honor him, and his family brings the vehicles that George drove around, and we make a good Friday and Saturday of it just to honor George.
And when is that taking place?
August the 10th and 11th. We start with a burn-off contest at Angel's End Zone on the 10th at 5:30, and in Centennial Park on Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock for the public. And it's a free event for the public. We just charge the participants that bring the vehicles.
And any other events or initiatives that are coming up?
We have the Gold Star Weekend, which it's usually the last weekend of September, but this year it's on the 5th through the 7th of October in Glenwood Springs. And 100% of the proceeds go to take care of the Gold Star families for this weekend. And it's... when they started in 2006, they had 30 families, and in 2016, they had 70 families. So They're expanding, and they have some families that come from northern New Mexico right here in the Four Corners area that go up there as well.
So as far as, I guess, the coverage of this chapter, so are you seeing people come in from all across the Four Corners? Is it mostly Colorado? Or, you know, where are you seeing these families come
from? It's mostly Colorado. The Colorado Springs area has the majority of the families because of Fort Carson and Peterson and the Academy that are all right there.
Yeah, we have about 1 minute remaining. If there's any concluding thoughts that you would like to share, something that you didn't get a chance to yet.
If you care to sponsor either the car show or the Gold Star Family Weekend, you can find our page on Facebook, and the Gold Star page is Colorado Gold Star Parents Weekend.
I could add one thing is what's her name in Durango that actually started this
Jenna
Gold Star
Schaefer.
Week? Yeah, she started the Gold Star Weekend, and it's actually nationally they've asked for her to see if they can do to get this thing going nationally too. So yeah, it's quite a deal for the state of Colorado. Yeah.
Well, certainly keep us updated. Well, we love to learn more if it does end up going national. Bert and Sandy Valencia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Okay.